Hey guys, welcome to the Left 4 Ted podcast, now with lady parts.
Hello, lady voice, I don't know then.
Shelby can get it in.
But it's really kind of cool with me, the evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
It's always awesome when I remember to turn things up.
Turn up for what?
No, I thought that was turned down for what?
I did say turn down for what you just weren't listening to.
Where they at, though? Where they at, though?
Hey, guys.
I actually
Oh,
nice.
I actually had one of those moments.
My charger. Deanna can get it in. Oh, yeah.
No. Now.
I can't stop.
Believing?
I actually got into one of those situations where somebody asked me when I got something, and I almost said about a week ago, but like I saw how excited he'd get, and I was like, I got it about a week, 7 days ago. He's like, aw.
Have a would you rather question?
You do?
Yep.
Yeah, what is it?
Would you rather give up oral sex? Or what?
Give up.
Jesus Christ.
You're allowed.
Oral sex. I need to. There's a lot of stuff I eat that has dairy. Like, I can't have cheese on shit and stuff.
Yeah,
no,
man.
I can't.
Yeah,
do
no more cheese.
No,
no more milk.
Yeah, no,
or,
I can't.
Or
yeah,
how,
no pizza,
let's
exactly.
Raise the stakes, though. Like, if you give up dairy, then you can have oral every single day.
I can't do it every single day. It's going to get, like. And sex, it sounds like it's like tedious after a while.
Yeah, it's going to become
like,
a chore.
I guess I'm going to get my dick sucked today again. Like,
I do like ice cream. Ice cream is really nice.
It would become a chore.
Ice cream is pretty shit.
Or like
no
ice
guy
cream.
Ever. What the hell?
Or like ice
Ryan,
cream cake.
Ryan, ice cream cake is really good too.
I actually believe we've answered this question
or
already.
Pizza.
I don't know.
I don't remember this
I don't part. Think so. This is
It might have been limited to cheese last time instead of dairy in general.
This is my first oral-related would you rather, I think.
I think it was
no,
sex.
No, I'm almost positive we had this conversation.
Really?
I think it was sex
here?
Last time.
I remember making the argument that, like, at least me personally, I've scaled down cheese in my life anyway, so I would go ahead and cut the cheese.
I may have said cheese before. That might be true.
Cheese.
It might have been cheese before, but I feel like we've had a similar version to this.
I recently remember the question, would you rather take in the ass or do, like, a blowjob? You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
No, I do.
What? You do or you don't?
I do.
Oh. Well, before I was on the blowjob
side. Oh,
wait,
I do remember that. I do remember that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, before I was on the blowjob side, I changed my size, though.
What would you take?
I thought about it, and I was like, I got to commit a lot more to a blowjob than like taking the ass.
Well, what if that person hits your G-spot?
Then I guess I'll have a good time. Yeah. but like I said before, my argument was that...
I forgot what side I was on this.
I don't remember.
I remember John and I were saying that, like, if we had to give a blowjob or take in the ass, like, John and I personally know dick very well, so we could probably, like, get a guy off really fast. But then I was thinking that you gotta commit so much to that. You gotta, like, do all this hand shit, and you gotta, like, spit, whatever. So, like, I think
then,
I might...
And then the
very
end game,
true.
Man, like, that's not a metagame I want to participate in.
Yeah, but what
see,
if
Ryan?
The guy went in raw with no lube?
Well, that's not the equation. He has to have lube.
This is going in... We're going under the assumption that everything is good.
But it's not rape. What if he... That's the way. What if you pick the one guy who this is? He wants it raw with no lube.
Then, like,
this
it changes to a blowjob. But like,
I know.
That's like saying that. Like,
nobody wants that.
But what if some person's a kinky fuck right, like that?
So
like,
if
I want it raw.
There's no time for lubricant. There's always time for lubricant.
So like if there's no lube, that means for the blowjob you gotta constantly deep throat always. That's the only way to make it fair.
What if I die? Can I die that way?
Probably.
John, how you doing?
Why can't he speak English?
This is the perfect opportunity.
Being deep throated.
This is the perfect opportunity to bring up our sponsors, I guess.
Speaking of deep throating.
Yeah,
when, like,
so pukes Archemy.
Get in your mouth or your nose here. I'm sorry.
Archemy, our sponsor for the next month. And yes, we will be getting our our doll that we will auction off or raffle off or whatever.
It's Mitchell deep throating.
Soon. But,
sorry.
So go to facebook.com/artkemi and go, you know, order a doll. I think there's a special going on right now where it's like buy three dolls, get the fourth one free. And or if you're a Sailor Moon fan, which I know Nick is, buy two Sailor Scouts,
which I just found out today,
and get a Lady Black or I don't know the people from.
I want Tuxedo Mask.
Is that me?
That's you.
No. Was your?
I apologize.
Just keep the mic on.
Was your vagina popping?
That's what it sounded like.
I'm that talented.
Did you see what Winona Ryder's doing with the ping pong balls?
Balls.
I didn't miss one. Alright.
Oh my.
So yeah. Or guys, go to Zazzle.com/ShilbertSmithlandP and pick up some Alfred D merch. Yeah. Because Mitchell likes the pee. But get that stuff. Get some old Sportscast Prime stuff. We're going to put some of the new sports in black and white and shades of gray stuff up there as soon as we settle on a logo.
Mitch is on that.
Yep.
It's going to be 50 Shades of Gray logo.
I was going to say we should take the logo for 50 Shades of Gray and just like put you guys in it.
I'm fine
with that. A black and white basketball. Yeah. On it is
or a soccer.
Or a soccer ball. Yes, soccer there ball. We go, soccer ball.
That should be in the gimp suit. Just looking eerily in the corner.
I'm going to have some extremely just tight like, shorts on.
Hey, yeah.
Like,
Jeff, is that you?
In the day.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, guys. All right, so moving right along. This week's playlist and queue. What are you guys listening to? What are you guys watching? Who wants to go first?
I'm watching Interstellar on Saturday.
Yeah, you're going to see it with Interstellar?
Yeah, I've been waiting all week.
I heard there's a cameo that's awesome.
Shut up. I don't want to hear any details. I'm sorry. I've been like on the offensive all week.
There's a cameo in Interstellar?
He's been deflecting everything.
I'll leave right now and take all my burgers.
What qualifies as a cameo?
No, you won't.
The cameo apparently...
Do not speak of this.
I won't speak of the cameo.
You can go now.
But, yeah, I hear there's a cameo.
I can still hear everything.
Yeah.
All right, Ted, text me details.
Okay, I will. I'll Facebook you details.
Okay.
But,
no,
Mitch
can see Facebook. Just text me.
No, I'm going to Facebook message you.
Come on, Ryan.
Oh.
Get with the program, Ryan.
I'm listening to...
Why is there a sock in that microphone?
There's a lot of reasons
There's a lot of reasons we're not going to get into.
I'm not entirely sure either. I was never explained.
I've been listening to the Deus Ex Human Revolution soundtrack. It's actually really good. I like the cyberpunk themes to it.
That just reminded me, John. All right. So this last Saturday, John and I went to go see a concert. Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. And John, do you remember the... It was a lot of fun, but... John, do you remember the two girls that were kind of, like, to the right of us?
Dancing?
That were dancing?
Yeah.
Guess who I ran into?
Who?
At work the next day.
Who?
The girls.
Aw.
And they're just like, where do I know you from? And I just started dancing. And they're like, oh! And they ran away.
You're taking acid.
It was hilarious. But yeah.
Where was that?
You pooped in the other girl's
bed. It was over at the Webster Theater.
Yes.
Oh, where is that at?
That is in Hartford.
Okay.
It's in down in the ghetto.
That's pretty funny coincidence, though. To meet see him again in Kohl's.
Oh,
and I got some lemonade.
And the orange.
Yeah.
What am I watching? I haven't watched much TV. I'm watching this one guy. He's one of my favorite YouTuber guys. His name's Smudboy. He does a lot of critiques on a lot of video games. It's really, if you don't like critiques, you probably won't like this because he takes some good games and like really takes them to tasks and like plot holes and stuff. And I'm a writer and this is what I enjoy, but I enjoy it. I like it for what they are.
That was actually kind of creepy with the little thing. I can't really do it on mine.
Oh, I did that noise?
Yeah.
Oh,
what'd you do?
It was like a...
Yeah, it's kind of creepy little, yeah.
Start a band.
Yeah, be the drug band.
Make it like a creepy intro. All
right, Nick?
Oh, listening to Jay-Z, The Ruler's Back.
Just random, nice. I can't do
anything. Okay, you been watching
mainly
anything?
Off of the Blueprint album I've been listening to. To be honest, I haven't watched anything. I've been working a lot.
Yeah.
I was listening to the Hotline Miami soundtrack.
Oh, great soundtrack.
Nice.
The what soundtrack?
It's a game called Hotline Miami. It's like...
Sounds just like that.
It's really good. It's like really like high pace, and it's like in your face. The game was hard, ish. John played it.
Yeah, it's one of those games, Dan, in which like it's like a top down. It's kind of combined like Super Meat Boy and something like I can't think of another gameplay with it. It's you look at it and you think of like, all right, I'm gonna take out the guard here, take out this there. You like try to be strategy. Then you'd forget like the dog that comes at you. So then you reboot the game and kind of make it sound like, oh, while like going through the game. Like you can't just strategize. You just have to go in on it.
There are times where like I had to restart like 50 times. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just like going off.
Yeah, that's what you just have to do. You have to go in with that like sound.
I can't
effect.
Do that. I like strategic games.
It's awesome though, because like just going in like that with all the stylized cover, it really does like capsulize like the Berserker rage of the 1980s perfectly well.
Usually you could die in one hit as well, unless you have like a certain thing.
It kind of reminds me of like the True Lies game on Super Nintendo.
Oh, that was a True game. Lies game.
And also the Die Hard game on Nintendo, like the spiritual precursor
so,
to that.
Let's listen to some of that soundtrack.
And it has this music throughout the whole entire level. Yeah, not the best song. It's not a bad song though. Oh.
This doesn't sound like I'm supposed to be sneaking.
Well, it's like Drive the video game.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's true. Like that's what the guys they were heavily inspired by Drive.
I actually got. Buy my fantasy, Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Oh, yeah?
Because my cousin didn't give it back to me. So
you had to rebuy it. I'm sorry.
It was at a cheap price, but he can never buy our game again, so. I was pissed. That's why he's never getting another video game from me ever again. And I'm doing like all the achievements and stuff like that for the islands and stuff.
Ted.
Yeah.
For your podcast to get famous, like Left 4 Ted. Would you get Eiffel Towered by Kevin Garmin and Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith and Ralph Garmin.
Ralph Garmin, yeah. Would you
possibly
Eiffel Towered?
Yeah.
I think they call it the wobbly H, though.
Would you give him the wobbly H?
Probably, yeah.
Bro.
Eiffel Towered.
Well, they're like. No, I just think of what you do, John. We do. Like.
Yeah. So Ryan,
I can't do that.
Well, what have you been watching, listening to?
Is Grips like
today? The Dragon Age Inquisition early access.
Don't
I
stop
been watching
it.
A whole lot. I've been doing more studying lately. I need to tomorrow. I'm gonna buy this week's Spider Verse and Ultimate Spider Man issues.
John,
and catch up on those.
Okay. I was.
That's about that. Mitch, cover your ears for a second.
Earmuffs.
Okay.
All right, go.
All right. Okay. So specifically for John in Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah.
You know how you always have like your home base, your camp. You know your hawks up today.
Yeah.
Picture your camp is Whiterun from Skyrim.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really?
It's fucking huge. Yeah.
I heard this already.
You have just had an Inquisition keep. It's like
this is Dragon city. Age?
It was all for nothing.
Yeah.
Dragon Age Inquisition, yeah.
Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Dragon Age Inquisition. So. I fucked that up. I was trying to do a Monty Python.
I still give you a laugh.
Yeah, I know
like
where
the
you're going.
Spanish Inquisition?
Yeah.
What you're trying
Nobody
to?
Expects the Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah, it's too much. Came at me. Doesn't go off the tongue very well.
No.
That's what she said.
Can never defeat the Spanish Inquisition.
No. Okay. So now that I've lost my... Deanna.
Me?
Deanna.
What have you been watching?
I finished The Blacklist.
You finished it?
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, not the complete show, the first season.
Oh, I thought it was your own list of black guys that you were sleeping with.
Hilarious.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Shut your mouth.
Whoa.
What do you have against black
guys?
Cross
the
line. Hey, calm down now. I'm part of that list.
Yeah, she said shut your mouth like it's a bad thing.
Ew, the Negroes aren't doing that.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to be over here in my corner.
We do.
You're half, so you're halfway there, Ryan.
I enjoyed this part.
Yeah, you don't get on that list.
You're halfway on.
So, yeah, the Blacklist with Ultron.
Yeah, James Spader.
Yeah, Ultron.
Yeah, Ultron.
Yeah. Kind of want to see. His voice gets more and more Ultron-y as that show goes on. Kind of
want to see. Basically.
The last episode of the show, like this season episode, I was just like, this is the...
Are you talking about season two?
Don't talk about season
two. Yeah. Don't talk about season two.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just talking about his voice
okay.
being more...
All right. Don't get sassy.
he ended the season two with, there are no strings on me. You been listening to anything?
Nothing really new, except there's this guy called Hozier. He's pretty good.
Oh, is that the one that, I think I know,
it's like, I blew a guy in church.
Yeah.
It's definitely not
that. We're
going
to take you down to church, and we're going to blow each other, or something like that.
Isn't that basically a song about...
I don't know what music you do.
Isn't that basically a song about, like, being gay? I could have sworn that was, like, what was behind Take Me to Church.
I think it's called Take You to Church, isn't it?
I'm gonna look up the lyrics.
Well, I think it's like a double entendre song. It's like a song about being gay or something like that. Because all I remember, like, is watching, like, a LeBron James song. Or LeBron James in it.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Stupid iPhone.
Don't worry.
Shut up.
You shut up with your space phone. Galaxy.
Sounds cool, right?
Whatever.
I'll take my space phone all day.
No, I'm agreeing with her.
Oh. What kind of phone do you have?
Ouija.
iPhone. Suck my dick.
I will not suck your fingers.
Oh. Alright then.
You might have popcorn.
Every what? Popcorn.
Like, this is last night.
That should be at least a word.
Oh, yeah, it is Take Me to Church. You're right.
Get your mind out of the gutter. My lover's got
humor. She's a giggle. I like this, Ted. You got a new setup? You got a new setup? Usually it'd be like.
It just has a better tempo. Every Sunday's getting more
bleak. Fresh poison each week. John, I don't think it's about being gay.
See, when he says weak, he means
I'm so, it's a metaphor about the protagonist comparing his lover to religion. The music video was basically two same-sex lovers going through shit.
Okay.
So sorry, I got it mixed up.
Okay.
No. Someone responded, she is love.
I'm talking about the music video.
Oh, I didn't watch the music video.
The video, it follows a relationship between two men in the same-sex relationship and violently homophobic backlash that ensures when the community learns that one of the men's sexuality, Hoosier himself does not appear in video.
Okay.
Well.
Let me see who does this Hoosier look like. He looks like a faggot. No,
you need to stop.
You look like that.
He looks like Dave. He looks like one of those.
Say he looks like Dave.
He looks like one of those douchebag hipsters that you like that are like on every college campus that have a guitar that try to get in like every freshman's pants.
You realize
like,
you just called
yeah,
Dave a douchebag.
Look at me, I'm so cool and awesome with the guitar. You know, like Michael Lazar. Oh, I go
shut fire. Hey, that was my make believe ex boyfriend.
I don't know what just happened.
I love you, Mike. Sorry.
I mean, boyfriend, not ex. Oh. I'm sorry, Mike. You're not ex.
It's like I heard a name and it was like...
All right. Let's just move on.
This is what Hoosier looks like.
Okay. He does not look like a hipster. So.
No, he looks like one of those douchebag college guys that are chilling on the campus. With
I have no idea what a douchebag college guy that has an acoustic guitar on a campus looks like.
Ted.
What college campus were you on?
Per Mike.
Every college campus.
Uninvited?
Of course.
All right. Way to go.
But,
lost guys. What's happening?
So.
Nothing important.
Okay.
Well, let's move on to Us Against Humanity.
I never said you're not. You're cool, Ted. Don't worry. You're not too cool.
Wait, he was a guitar too.
That's the joke.
That was. Yeah.
I got it though.
Oh, my.
I mean, I always got it.
I told you it wasn't important.
All right. So, yeah, Us Against Humanity, guys. This week's card that was picked last week. During high school, I never really fit in until I found Blank Club. Crypto-orchism Club, obviously. was it Masturbation
not,
Club?
Now that you explained it to me, I laughed, though.
No. Yeah.
Got a chuckle? Okay. I can't really... I want to go last. I want to think of something.
Okay. Anybody else want to go?
What was it again?
When I joined the club, the Jerron Foster, you know, Players Club.
anybody else want to go? Ryan, you want to go?
Can you repeat the thingy?
Say it again.
Fight Club?
During high school, I never really fit in until I found Blank Club.
So true.
Glee Club.
Glee Club. Oh, God.
Glee Club. So I found the Jizz Club.
It's just like it's so blatant and like, but it makes me laugh.
Why?
I wish I didn't laugh. Like it was just maybe
because anybody can join the Jizz Club.
So true though.
They probably always play Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, we know that person that plays Wonderwall. Sorry.
Not in my Jizz Club. Not in my Jizz Club.
I think mine be Emos Unite. Huh? I think mine would be Emos Unite Club.
Emus?
Emos?
Emos.
Emos Unite Club?
Emos United?
Yeah. I want the Emus
I was a very angsty
I like Emus.
Can we get her the imagination box that's right by John's feet?
The Emus.
Yeah. I want the Emus
United Anyone Club. Else want to take a card out of the imagination box?
I'll take one.
Of course, everyone wants to.
I'm drawing blanks. Oh, I can't grab
that's what he said.
You're too perfectly formed.
Here,
pick one for me, John.
All right.
Just give her really one. Even though I gave my answer. My answer was amazing.
Was it that bad?
Michael Jackson.
The Full Frontal Nudity Club.
Yeah, yes. That's a good one.
What was it?
Full Frontal Nudity
Club.
Interesting.
Here.
Converter.
Take me to church.
Dying Alone and in Pain Club.
That was the emo club, wasn't that it?
You got the exact same thing you said earlier.
Yeah,
perfect.
Only you can get the exact same
thing. My club was sticky.
What?
Sticky.
Sticky club?
No.
Shut up.
Hey, get out of here. I'm
choking
on water.
Are you okay?
She's dying.
The one thing you need to survive, I'm dying from it.
She's dying and you think you're doing a good job.
Two things. One.
I'm doing an awesome job.
That's just like sex, isn't it? Yes. She's dying and you think you're doing a good job. Aww. Asthma attack. Yes! I did something right.
It's even great when they have seizures.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
She's foaming.
She's foaming at the mouth.
Yes, anal. Turn her over.
What?
Switch position.
All right, moving on.
All right. Let's get to Socially Awkward.
And I'm on everybody's death.
Guys, I don't know if you saw any of these Brazier things that Playboy was posting.
So funny.
They're fucking hilarious.
I didn't see them.
Shots fired at pornos.
No, seriously. Anything can look awesome if you put a Brazier's logo.
Let me see if I can do it.
Oh, but they... Okay.
Yeah.
Show me.
The tiniest.
Oh, my God, no.
Tragedy just struck.
What? Not Cinderella.
That's probably my favorite one when you pull the beads up.
Yeah. There's, you know. Little Mermaid right there for you.
Yeah, it won't let me do it.
There's one that's a gif. Fox and the Hound.
Oh,
no!
Oh, I forgot about that one.
That's why he was in the Jizz Club.
Right in the childhood.
I saw a different gif with the same one with the fox getting the milk, but instead, you remember the bear from a Jungle Book?
Yeah.
It's up and down. It's like this. then the fox like this. It's the funniest.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
I can't see far away. Hockey. You guys have good eyesight. God damn it.
There's this
it's George Bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's this one gif that was hysterical. It was when Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan were facing. So, you know, they're doing the tests of strength. And Hulk Hogan.
Wait, John, you got to say it into the mic.
Oh, and Warrior is down on his knees like that. And Hulk Hogan, he's like that. And so Hogan's like.
I'm trying to help with the test of strength.
And so, Warrior's down on his knees, and all you see is his head like that. Then you see Hogan's face like that.
I saw that one.
And it's
that
like,
was funny.
I'm coming close. Yeah, brother. And it's just the funniest thing ever.
So an article appeared on Reddit. I've got the picture. I'll pull it up in a second. A guy, back a couple of years ago, enough years ago that the guy who actually wrote this is now a doctor. But he was looking through his old yearbook and realized that one of his friends got two pictures in his high school yearbook under a name Jerry Bell and Terry Bell. I'm assuming that his real name is Gary. But one person... I was hoping that John was going to get that.
Why should we get that?
Parks and Rec reference.
Okay.
Gary or Jerry?
I don't really watch that show. So.
What'd
well,
you say?
There was one picture under the kid's name was Jerry,
uh-huh.
But his name was actually Terry, and he had a picture under Terry as well.
I get the joke.
Yeah.
I also saw the episode.
I am clueless to what it's going on right now.
So yeah, apparently this school didn't look at the stuff or anything, so he got two pictures in the yearbook as twins.
Wait, was he a senior?
I don't know if he was a senior or not.
I was about to say, did he get two separate scholarships and had to go to the two different schools?
No.
That's stressful.
That's funny for conjointed twins where they're like together. Mm-hmm. What's that called? Conjointed?
Yeah.
Conjointed.
It's funny when they get like sent to two different colleges.
How is that funny?
Because they're stuck together. They can't like...
Tutorial. I was trying to make you feel bad.
He's done.
Mitch is joining the emo club.
Wait, what was the card?
Mine was better.
Dying alone.
Yeah, the dying. Mitch is going to the dying alone and in pain club.
He's all right.
Here's another instance. Let's see. Someone by the. Have you ever called someone by the wrong name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Did you ever, like, messed up, like, the Terry, Jerry, Gary thing? You ever just messed up something? You know how, Ryan, you know how we like to make fun of Fox News.
That's one of the best comedies ever.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you see Fox News recently when, what's her name?
No,
Megyn Kelly was introducing Mike Huckabee? And replaced his the first letter of his last name with an F.
Let's just go with no. I haven't seen. I intentionally haven't seen any Fox News recently.
Well, if you go onto the page and click on the YouTube link, you should be able to see it.
Say GIF.
Let me see. Yeah. It's I play it, but it's probably gonna show me like some sort of ad or whatever. Another thing, socially awkward. So, a woman broke up with her boyfriend. The boyfriend, to display a point, sent her 15 baby chicks in a box. With a note on the box that says, there's plenty of chicks out there. The woman went to sign for the box, and when the mail carrier asked what she was going to do with the box of baby chicks, live baby chicks, she said she was going to throw it away. Yeah, because she's a bitch.
Why would you send 15 baby chicks? That's so much work.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a lot of work.
Because they're both idiots.
Yeah, they're both, okay.
Obviously, they deserve each other.
Yeah.
Luckily, though, the mail carrier got the chicks out of there and brought them to a wildlife preserve.
Good guy, mailman.
So
good man.
They were fed to a, a lion, a mountain lion. I love that no Much one's better. Really fucking listening.
Much better.
Yeah. All right, guys.
I was listening.
Yeah. No. I know. I'm not saying that you weren't. Right. I'm saying that my iPad's not working, and I'm trying to get to the sound effects.
Boing!
No, wrong sound effects.
Oh. That's my boyfriend's text message alert.
Boing.
Boing.
Well, that's your expectation.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Was that what you were looking for?
So, yeah.
He kind of did it already.
I know. Okay, fine.
Come on, let the effort count.
It counts. All right, guys, this week we have
an ultimate shocker one.
Yeah, well, we have Steve Dodd. He was 86. He was an Australian actor. He was in a bunch of movies that only two of them I've heard of. The Matrix and Quigley Down Under.
Quigley?
Quigley.
That sounds oddly familiar.
It's, I know what's down, his face?
It's a Brazzers film.
Tom Selleck?
No.
I think it's the Tom Selleck film.
Tom Selleck.
So he was 86, so he had a long life. The other two, not so much. One was 57. So I'm going to play you guys a song. I'm not sure if the younger ones have really heard this song.
Mitch.
Hurt.
Yeah, you too. Shit.
Jerks.
Dino.
Shut up, Ryan.
Ryan
didn't say anything. How do you feel right now, Ryan?
Ryan?
Sorry. I knew that's what
you still there, Ryan?
Ryan's not even there.
I'm sorry, Ted. I knew that's what you're gravitating towards. I'm like,
I don't know what's going on with Ryan.
Sorry for being quiet. I had to talk to Case.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I just muted my mic.
Bah, 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 bah.
Dirty messages from Mike.
No, it wasn't Michael.
Miguel.
Javier. Shit. The only dirty messages I get is from Dean. So,
okay. So wait, do you guys know the song?
I'm going to send you a dirty message right now just so you can be a liar.
Sugar Hill Gang.
I hope.
All right, side conversations end. It was Big Bang Hank from the Sugar Hill
Big
Gang.
Bang Hank.
Yep, yeah. Jerron's doppelganger.
Yeah,
that white Jerron.
He's the one that does the part about Superman.
It was a Big Bang Hank.
Yeah,
sounds like a porno named Brazzers. For sense.
Your vagina's making noise again.
Yeah,
Turn the mic off.
Turn it back on. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Don't look at your phone. Put your phone down.
I can't.
Put your phone away.
I can't stop.
Put your phone away.
I can't stop.
I won't stop.
I can't stop.
I won't stop. Can't stop.
How's the rest go?
I won't say the rest.
Oh, okay.
It's all party. We can do what we want. It's all party. We can say what we want.
Did
you
run stop on
that? Is that
Big?
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He'd be white. He's not white. His name is Hank. It's weird.
Yeah. So he passed on.
Oh, poor Hank.
And the last one kind of was a shocker as everyone kind of got here. We were all talking about. You guys watch The Big Bang Theory, everybody? No?
Yes.
I watch at work every now and then.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory is a really funny show. There's a woman who just plays a voice. She plays the voice of Howard's mom.
Howard!
Carol Ann Susie. She passed on at age 62.
What's she playing?
Hmm?
What's she starring in?
Cats and Dogs.
Every
Death Becomes Her.
Every stereotypical Jewish voice that they need.
I like Cats and Dogs.
Wait, who was she in Death Becomes Her?
I don't have that information on the docket. Right
was now. She the mom in what? Cats and Dogs?
The mom?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
She might have been. You guys have devices you can look on IMDb.
Yeah, but you have Deadpool.
You told me to put my phone down.
Our phones give that interference.
Them.
Don't contradict yourself.
Yeah.
I was talking to them.
This show is nothing but contradictions.
Yeah, seriously.
Young
people this is your second week. You don't get to make demands on your second week.
Mer.
All right, let's get into some nerds words.
Nerds words.
Yes. couple of things that aren't on. Has anyone seen the new Nicki Minaj video?
No. I tried to avoid.
Yeah.
I would smell her ass.
I tried to...
I
tried to avoid all of Nicki Minaj's stuff, too. But I swear to God...
Whatever. Don't sound like my girlfriend. Get out of here.
She said the same.
I'm not saying her ass is
you're
gonna
smell
not
like
a great
plastic. I'm like, whatever. Whatever. I'll get in the ass.
I can see it now. Barbie?
Oh, I would take a big... Oh, God.
No, but her new video... is the most racist thing I've ever seen a black person do.
Is that the one where it's like German, like related, or something?
Yeah,
like
it's like
I heard about that. Yeah,
what video are we talking about?
I've seen that.
Did she do a German scat porn?
Kind of,
somewhat.
It's like a anime like Nazi thing.
Can you put it on YouTube?
Yeah, pull it up.
Or should we do it after the video?
Xbox to Ted's porn. Come on, we know he has it.
Oh, slow down.
I did not look at One Night in China. What the fuck?
Volume down.
All right.
Oh.
I think I canceled it. Sorry, guys.
And I don't know if you guys heard about Eminem.
No.
But apparently in his new song that he hasn't released yet, he's going to punch Lana Del Rey like he's Ray Rice.
Need to put women in their place, right, guys? Need to put women in their place, right?
So does that mean
you need to shut your mouth.
I'm just saying her face shouldn't have been so close to his fist.
I'm going
to
take off my slipper and throw it at you.
Does that mean she's going to be in an elevator?
Oh, apparently, yeah.
I don't like this conversation.
Well, right. As long as you're not in the elevator, we're all right.
Yeah, you're fine. Just don't be in an elevator.
Okay.
Don't be in an elevator
no
with
No woman
them.
Get in the elevator.
Unless they're ratchet.
Use the escalator.
Right?
You'll be safer.
I think...
What was that, John? Hey,
unless they're ratchet,
mumble,
right?
Mumble.
Unless they're ratchet, right?
Did you need to go, dude? I know it's 4 o'clock.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I do.
All right. So,
bye, everybody.
We'll say bye to John for now.
Bye, John.
Get lost. I mean, bye.
See you, everybody.
We'll turn off Deanna's microphone and have her switch to John.
No more leg room?
It was immediately taken away.
Bye.
It's like you dangle a toy in front of somebody.
That's all warm.
All right. So, sad that John went because this next one kind of has to do with him.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, so you guys remember that wrestler CM
Why do
Punk?
I have a nasty microphone. Can I take this off?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Why is that there? I don't understand.
All right, the mystery of the socks.
Say if you saw Dean with that on.
Story time.
Like, what would you...
Guys, story time.
This? A
guys,
sock?
Yeah.
Guys,
shut up.
On his...
I would tell him to take it off.
It would just fall off on its own anyway.
Hey, guys.
No, it wouldn't. All right.
Oh, okay.
No more Dean Dick jokes. Ted, story time.
All right, story time. Earlier today, we were trying to get better sound on the microphone, which we're actually doing now that we've turned off the wireless microphone.
Cool.
They're the worst.
Yeah. So we were just like trying to get better sound. We're like, let's try to use a windsock to try to muffle the, you know, everyone's.
I suggested to like get one of those, when they're in the studio.
I still
want to
take it off. I don't care.
No, take it off. Go ahead.
Is
but like
that,
I'm saying,
is that
like, and you're gonna take it. That did not work. She took the microphone off along with the sock. But that's so you know those little protector things that they usually use in the studio that covers the front of the mic so you know you'll put your mouth on it? That's kind of the idea of where...
Okay. A pop filter.
Yeah.
I was just going to say something nasty, but I won't.
It was a clean sock.
It had nothing to do with
the
sock.
Yeah, it was a clean sock.
I think.
I'm really loud. All
right, so CM Punk, guys. What? CM Punk, he was a wrestler for
Turn
the
down
WWE.
My microphone.
Huh?
Turn down my microphone.
I don't even know which one.
Turn it down for what?
How about now?
I don't know. That's better.
Okay.
Kind of.
All right, so CM Punk, he's a wrestler, for God's sake.
He's been trying
to get this story. Or at least he was a wrestler for the WWE.
He was.
He left earlier this year because he didn't like the way that... his character was going. And
that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, after the Rumble.
That was this year?
Yeah, that was this year. After the Rumble this year.
Okay.
So that was like January.
Yeah.
He left and put wrestling behind him. And early next year, he begins his new job as a comic book writer on the new Thor.
Such a weird turn.
Yeah.
That is a weird
that
turn.
That is weird.
How do you think he's going to do?
I don't know.
He's creative.
Yeah, he is creative.
So
I'll check it out, maybe.
It might have a chance.
I'm not the biggest Thor fan. Hey, Ryan. Segway.
Hmm.
I read Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You read all of it?
Yep, I read all of Superior Spider-Man.
Nice. Hold on, I'm not hearing you too well.
I read Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Like all of it?
I'm sorry, yeah. What, Mitchell?
Superior. I enjoyed it. It was good.
Your words fall upon deaf ears.
And now I'm reading Amazing
Spider-Man. Have you read the first, like the start of Spider-Verse? Where you find out what happened during the whole thing that brought Miguel to our timeline?
Yeah, I read the first issue, or the first two.
I want to know if, like, that... Like, you remember when Miguel was part of the Exiles, but it was, like, that created a Splinter alternate time, so there were basically two Miguels?
Yeah.
The one in 2099 and the one with the Exiles?
Yeah.
I wonder if there are two Superior Spider-Men from that thing, and will Peter meet Ock?
That'd be cool.
At some point during Spider-Verse.
I feel like they could probably bump out maybe, like, 10 issues, maybe. 10 more.
Yeah, well, because, like... Peter's met some of the other Spider-Men now. Like, I think Edge of Spider-Verse has turned just into Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been a mention of Superior Spider-Man yet. But in some of the other Spider-Verse-related things, you'll still see currently active Spider-Men talking about their superior leader.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's all going to bridge together. I don't know. It's a cool story.
Yeah. All right.
I just want someone to kill Moreland and then him never to come back.
Your turn, Ted.
All right, so, segue, Spider-Man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's think of all the cool Spider-Man side characters that could get their own movie. There's Black Cat. There's pretty much any villain. I mean, even with the
Not
new...
any villain.
Almost any villain.
Dude, there's a dude with a glue gun. That's a movie.
What about Hammerhead?
But no, there's basically... There's a whole bunch of people... So who's the most likely
Hammerhead
to get
should
their...
be in a movie.
Huh?
He should.
Yeah. I said Hammerhead should be in a movie. He shouldn't have his own movie.
Yeah, but...
talking about full origin story. Sorry.
Guess who apparently is getting their own movie?
Uncle Ben.
Chameleon!
Nope.
No.
Aunt May.
That made me sad, Mitchell.
That's so dumb.
Apparently Aunt May is
getting... I don't understand.
They're writing an Aunt May movie that hasn't been greenlit, thank God.
Is that a drama? Like,
yeah, it's supposed to be in the vein of, like, Agent Carter.
Aunt May was in the military now?
Apparently it's like an espionage thing.
I don't know that I would read that comic, let alone go see that as a movie.
Yeah,
is Gotham doing that well that this is a thing we want to experience? It's like, here are the stories before you gave a shit.
Yeah, well, you know what's really funny? That Gotham came out after we already heard that there's going to be an Agent Carter series, and they kind of rushed it out. That's why the pilot was kind of like, I could watch a little bit more of this. Before it blossomed into what it is now, which is fucking awesome, but at least I think it is. I don't know what anybody else thinks.
I think it's okay. I'm not, like, completely in love. It's a little like Season 1 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in some ways, yeah. Where I'm like, I'm following, but we'll see.
So, yeah.
That's just me, anyway.
So, yeah, Aunt May. Who really wants to see an Aunt May movie?
No one.
Nobody.
Five
I really
old ladies.
Don't know what material is there for that. Someone's literally creating a story for this.
There's
six old ladies.
I would rather see a Spider-Gwen Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah.
Oh, in one of the recent issues, Spider-Verse, what? They were introducing some of the other Spider-Men with a little tagline next to them, and for Gwen, it was like Gwen Stacy, this Spider-Woman. Then underneath it said, like, your new favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I was saying
was like, that's accurate. She had, like, the best issue of Edge of the Spider-Verse, I think.
How many are out right now? Like, 4 or 5?
I don't know. Extra
Spider-Man?
No,
it's like a
Verse.
Fuck ton.
Like the
Spider-Verse comics.
Yeah.
Ryan?
Ryan. Of actual standalone issues, I think they did 5
okay.
profiles, specifically. They had Gwen, they had Aaron, who may or may not have died. There's a Captain Britain version of Spider-Man. He didn't get his own issue, but there's one universe where Peter never stopped being Captain Universe, so they actually hang out in his universe now because it's the most protected.
I've been in, like, a really big comic book mood recently. I started reading past.
Did anybody else but me read that arc back in the day, or come across it? It's probably on Marvel Unlimited somewhere.
I have not.
But Peter got the Enigma Force and became Captain Universe for a little while.
Sounds cool.
But I remember
it basically makes him. It's a roving power that makes you god tier, but it's only for specific crises, and then it leaves you.
If I remember,
for some reason, in this one universe, Peter never lost it.
If I remember correctly, I think we talked about that. And Ryan, didn't you have the Captain Universe where you were Captain Universe comic?
Yes, I did have that. It was this thing where your parents could like send in like your info, like who's your best friend and what's your first name, and your face would always be in shadow, but then you would turn into Captain Universe.
Did you win?
And team up with the X-Men?
It doesn't, though.
Yeah, he didn't win. No, he died at the end of the comic.
Oh,
that's sad.
No, at the end of the comic, you got a quarter and were able to use a payphone to call your mother. Mitch, payphones are these things they used to have on...
God damn it.
Ryan, that's not true. That is not true.
He snuck it in.
Ryan, come on.
Wait till I blow his mind by explaining a phone booth.
Mitch, phone booths were things that Superman changed in.
That's all they were good for.
Really fast.
The more you know.
There was actually a movie that just actually featured a phone booth.
That was a good one, Ryan.
Yeah.
What, phone booth, you mean?
Did Underdog phone change in a phone booth, too?
Yes.
Wait, what movie?
Phone booth.
Shoestine Boy.
Take
to a phone booth to become Underdog.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Do you plan on watching this? No?
What? Watching what?
Maybe? I don't know.
Phone booth?
Yeah.
Do not spoil Phone Booth for them.
Okay. Mean,
Phone Booth is one of the greatest fucking movies.
Oh, yeah. Like, hold on. Yeah, we're going to change topics now, but if you haven't seen Phone Booth, you got to go see Phone Booth.
Yeah, go see
2000 something.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Do not spoil the completely uncredited voice on the other end of the phone, by the way.
What? I just did.
I feel like I remember that movie. Was that when he was in the phone booth for like the whole entire thing? Pretty much.
It's Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's what. Okay.
Phone booth.
Awesome fucking movie.
It was a good movie.
Right. I can't remember. Can't remember details.
Huh.
No, he was in the phone booth.
Wait, right. Who was the bad guy? Was the bad guy?
He was some type of square rectangle.
Fucking. Oh my god. Well, who's the bad guy?
Kiefer Sutherland. Was the guy on the other end of
Why
the phone?
Why did I think it was Kevin Spacey?
It's called Keith.
I don't know. That was seven.
It's Keith.
So. Oh. Well, yeah. Okay. Shut up.
It's Keith.
All right. So while we're on comic book stuff, because apparently all the news was about comic book stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four just announced something really fucking stupid.
Oh, God.
Apparently, there's no more Dr. Victor Von Doom.
Why? Where'd he go?
He's not a doctor anymore. No, he's a programmer named Victor Domachev.
Is this Ultimate Comics
website?
No. This is the fucking movie that's coming out that I've been like not giving a shit about.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
This is worse than Victor Van Damme of the Ultimate Comics.
Victor Van Damme.
The cat's pooping. Guys.
No. Spray.
Cole Red. Immediate. Cole Brown.
Cole Red.
Cole Brown. I don't have anything to spray.
Why is he looking at me?
looking right at you?
Yeah, it was just staring at me.
Getting ready.
Watch me while I poop.
Be ready.
Yeah, be ready. That was bad as Papa, though. All right.
Maybe he's peeing.
But yeah, he's Victor Domachev. And
stop looking.
He's a programmer who goes by the online alias of Doom. That's where he gets the Doom in.
Really?
Yeah,
really.
By the way, I'm officially out.
Yeah.
I am officially out.
I was just like,
not watching it.
I'm saying they're like, I could almost overlook this, you know, white sister, black brother thing that's going on.
Yeah, that's dumb too.
That's very
I could totally overlook that because, you know, Michael B. Jordan's a great
adoption
fucking
actor. Adoption is a thing, and sometimes phenotypes do weird things.
No, not in this story.
And twins and...
Nope. Unacceptable. Yeah.
So I was like, I can overlook that. I can overlook them being teenagers.
I don't like the teenager part.
Me either.
I don't understand teenage astronauts, but yeah.
You guys will go see Midnight Release?
I'm pretty sure that this is all Marvel's thing of, like, nobody cares about the Fantastic Four. So
I'd rather do another cinnamon show.
I'm just waiting for this.
This isn't Marvel, dude. This is Fox.
I know, but I'm pretty sure that Marvel has, like, their hands in this, trying to sabotage this movie.
No, I think that's why Marvel is distancing their Fantastic Four comic characters. They're like, they're not trying to sabotage. What they're trying to do is triage. They're like, we're going to take, you know, we're going to take Johnny and Reed and all of them, and we're going to put them in a safe cocoon until this shitstorm blows over.
I thought they were going to, like, kick them out of the club, the Marvel club.
It's the Merry Marvel Marching Society.
Or disband them or something.
What's worse is that they want to bridge this into their X-Men universe, so with all the good they've done lately with the X-Men movies, at some point this nonsense might bleed into it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's not reassuring.
It'd be like, what if we were watching Dawn of Justice and Ryan Reynolds showed up? I'm like, wait a second. You promised.
You promised.
We were giving assurances, guys.
But you promised.
And then Ryan Reynolds goes, hi, I'm Kyle Rayner. And they were like, finally they got it right.
Yeah, but that can't happen because Ryan Reynolds should be over there with Fox playing Deadpool at
yeah.
that point.
Well, he is going
to. I heard he hated doing Green Lantern.
Have they greenlit that finally?
Like, he was happy that.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
And Robert Liebman or Liebman, yes. Whatever his name is, that created Deadpool.
Layfield.
Layfield, yeah,
Layfield
that's the one.
Or Liefeld, yeah.
He was just like, I will not sign off on this unless it's Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. So Fox is doing everything in their power to get Ryan Reynolds to play Deadpool. So that's pretty much greenlit for Ryan Reynolds.
It's like yellow screen.
What did you say?
Have they yellow finished screen. Inking Cumberbatch?
I thought he said that. I was like, wait, what?
Not my best joke, but you know.
You
wait, say that again, Ryan?
You guys chuckled a little bit afterwards.
I did.
Have they finished signing Cumberbatch yet?
No. No. Nothing has been said about Cumberbatch coming on for Doctor Strange. Though I did recently hear about there's a lot of people going, who would win in a fight, Constantine or Doctor Strange?
It is weird that Doctor Strange. They're a doctor.
I feel like Doctor Strange.
I feel like Doctor Strange too.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, how is that even?
Yeah.
That's not even.
I think more you'd be like, who would win in a fight, Constantine or Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider.
That'd be probably
more even. Constantine, than.
Now, in what way is that even?
That's a little bit more even than.
Now, is Constantine guilty?
How about Constantine?
You're really, really, really selling Zarathos short on that one.
I'm trying to do something for the Marvel universe that is.
Let's say
like
Constantine versus the Punisher.
Not Ghost Rider. In World War Hulk, Ghost Rider was the one, even more so than Doctor Strange, who had a shot at taking down the Hulk. The problem is. Johnny Blaze's human psyche limits the powers. If he had shut his mind off and let Zarathos fight him, he would have crushed him. The problem is when he got knocked out and Zarathos took over, Zarathos was like, I don't have any beef with you, and he just left.
Wait, I thought in World War Hulk, like, then they just walked by each other, and he was like, because Hulk wasn't guilty, he didn't really, like, fuck him up.
Exactly, because Hulk was in the right for his rage.
I thought that was badass.
He just left, yeah.
They were
but
all
if
sucking Hulk's dick
fought
in
him, he would have. They were saying
right?
He would have taken him down if he'd fought him.
The writers gave Hulk so much power for some reason. It was just like...
Yeah. Remember when he just, like, fucked up the Juggernaut and sent him to, like, Canada or something?
Like, what?
He was like, oh, you're unstoppable. Give him a clap. Just hit him while he was running on his back. And
somehow he beat Black Bolt. There's all this weird shit that happened in that one entire arc. It was badass, though. It was really cool. It was really fun.
Hulk yeah, he had a problem with Xavier, so he wound up like fucking up the X-Men, and he beat Wolverine in the head until his brain rattled inside the adamantium, and he was like, out.
Yeah.
And he basically fucked up everybody.
Yeah, he destroyed every single person. So this
it took the goddamn Sentry to just power him
that
down.
Was
huh?
And yeah. The Sentry is like the most overpowered character they have.
They sent Hulk to space, and then he came back and he fucked everybody pretty much. That's all that happened.
He went up to space.
Yeah,
fucked a woman. Had
well, he went into space and become John Carter.
Yeah,
John Carter.
No, seriously, what happened?
Did you replanet Hulk? It was seriously a John Carter story. He's he's on this planet. He gets embroiled in the Civil War. He's forced into the gladiator pits. He wins, becomes a king, marries the princess. It was this whole John Carter story, as seen through the Hulk.
Before John Carter
and then
was
somebody
a thing.
Like new. Somebody nuked his planet from Earth, and he assumed it was the Illuminati.
That was weird. Was it like, was it the bug and the other thing humping, and then like the planet blew up? It was like weird.
Yeah.
This is all weird.
Yeah.
And then wasn't it like his kid didn't even die? Like,
yeah,
isn't that where
Scar
comes from?
Scar came back to planet Earth and it was like weird arcs and it was
like full grown though.
I stopped reading Hulk at that point. I was like, I'm kinda done. It's a little bit too ridiculous for me.
Yeah, that's
too
weird.
Far out there.
Baby crawled out of lava or some shit like that. It was weird.
Damn. That sounds badass.
Oh, and then you find out that Tony could have taken down the Hulk, but there is a side story where someone fucked up. Somebody went on some mission where they had to steal a formula that they didn't know anything about, and it turned out it was the formula Tony was going to use to drain him of gamma. So when he actually, like, used plan A to drain him of gamma, it didn't work.
Find something else to get the damn gamma out, Joey.
Well, while we're not... Let's get off of comic books.
Okay. No more comic books, Ryan.
This is too far.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about...
I've been reading way too much Marvel lately. I'm sorry.
But let's talk about Black Adam. I mean... Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And how he just signed on for...
Why can't he just be Adam, Ted?
Because...
Racist.
Yeah.
Racist.
I didn't go with his real name. Which literally translates to Black Adam.
That fucking giggle.
Alright. Badass ancient Egyptian villains. Go. Black Adam versus Apocalypse.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Give it to Apocalypse. Well...
I want to give it to Apocalypse, too, but then, you know, you have the powers of Shazam.
Oh, gosh.
It's kind of like...
Notice that it's the power of Shazam, not the power to be Shazam.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out there, DC Comics.
Yeah. He's got the power of... So, that's basically like... The power of Superman plus magic.
Yeah. Well, he's not actually powered by the wizard, though, right? Isn't his, like, approximated power from Egyptian deities?
Yes. Yeah. Basically, what happened was he was the Captain Marvel.
Oh, let's not talk about comics.
Sorry. He was the Captain Marvel who wanted more power. And when Shazam learned about that, he, like, cut him off of the power. So these ancient deities... powered him and gave him the equal power of Shazam.
Okay.
Which he can still say Shazam and have a lightning bolt fucking come down for whatever fucking
reason.
And
he's awesome because unlike Shazam. The others, he actually weaponizes his freaking
Shazam.
Lightning bolt. Like, he'll yell Shazam and then super speed out of the way and just have you get hit by his freaking lightning bolt.
Yeah. But so you have magic powers and you're almost as strong as Superman.
Yeah.
Versus...
Because of his magic powers, he's actually taken Superman, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a good point.
But then you've got, like, the mother of all mutants.
Yeah. It's father.
Not only that, but he's powered by celestial technology, too.
Yeah. So the motherfucker of all mutants.
A really...
How about...
Like, he's got a celestial battleship, and his armor is celestial, and he's got all these energy powers from there.
What about Darkseid versus Thanos?
Thanos did that
in Marvel's DC. Thanos crushed him, and it was off panel. They didn't even bother to show the fight. That's how much of a not fight it was, because fuck Darkseid.
Yeah. Okay, well, all right.
Yeah, I said it.
Stop starting tangents, Mitchell.
I'm sorry, I was not really into it.
But yeah, so
and then they fused an amalgam. They were Thanos side.
Yeah,
you ate them all.
So Black Adam and Kevin Hart are going to star in a movie called Central Intelligence.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really
yeah.
Threw me off, okay.
Yeah, so no.
The Rock and Kevin Hart
are starring in a movie called Central Intelligence.
Okay.
Yeah, you're confusing people.
Yeah, I know. That's what I do.
He's going to run out of black guys to star movies.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know. Isn't this like Ride Along?
Yeah.
Basically? I hope not. Actually, Ride Along wasn't.
They're already doing Ride Along, too.
No.
Oh, that means it didn't do that badly, but
that
still
for
no.
The first time.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't.
How was it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Was the best comedy of the year.
Dumb.
Oh, okay.
It kind of dragged. Didn't need to be that long.
I saw 22 Jump Street.
So wait.
Yes.
That was better.
Yes.
I liked that one.
Wait. Here's.
It's like a cube of ice.
Wait.
Sorry.
If we're doing like beat downs, like versus things, Cop Out versus Ride Along, who wins?
Cop Out.
Really?
I haven't seen either movie.
Remind me of
I don't know.
Cop
I'm,
Out again.
Wait, what's Cop Out?
You know, Ride Along's probably more consistent.
You guys know what Cop Out is?
Ride Along had like some stupid kind of forced scenarios where characters would just forget shit to move the plot. And there's one, like, stupid fight where one character gets shot by a bad guy in the arm. The bad guy gets up and then, like, pistol whips him. Like, why wouldn't you just shoot him now that you have your bearings again?
Cop Out was a movie starring Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that movie?
Bruce Willis's daughter is about to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides to sell his, like, this really rare baseball card that he has. And it's,
when
like,
did
worth,
this come out?
I don't know, 2004, 2005?
A couple of years ago. It came out the same year as, but earlier as the other guys.
Yeah.
If it's all 2004, right. That's almost a decade.
Yeah, I know.
The other guys didn't come out that long ago.
Maybe it was 2008.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I look at the Hulk of Samuel Jackson.
Because they were literally the same movie pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care anymore.
No, he says, yeah, the other guys and Cop Out were literally the same movie. Only the bad one had Stifler.
Yeah.
Which one has Stifler?
And Cop the good out. One has The Rock and Sam Jackson, briefly.
Yeah. That's very true.
I like when they killed themselves. That was pretty funny.
aim for the bushes, and you're sitting in a movie, and you're like, what?
It.
How? That's not going to work.
Gravity.
Yeah. We're in a Prius, and it looks like your Prius just had its period. All right, so let's go from that to
just remind me of like horrible bosses
to a Jimmy Kimmel skit that aired apparently last night.
I didn't see that either.
Sesame Street in Austria? Sesamstrasse. Oh, that's
that it actually is dubbed into German.
It is.
Yeah. You know, they all speak German.
And is this a show that you
absolutely
watch?
Yeah. I forced my kids to watch it because I thought, you know,
bad
they need to be Americanized in time, and they were. And I mean, in all seriousness, I actually admired and loved it, and the kids just loved it. And
the kids did, yeah. Of course, it's a great show.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I still watch it.
Oh. You still do watch it? Yeah. As an adult, deep, you will watch Sesame Street.
Yes, as a sprightly adult.
Well, that's interesting. Why? Are you learning the alphabet, or what are you getting from it?
No, it's so trenchant. You know, it's raw. It's full of despair. It's poignant, deep.
Surely we're talking about the same show? Sesame Street is...
Yeah, of course.
Full of despair?
Well, I mean, the theme song alone, it haunts me, you know. My dreams are...
I feel like we maybe have a different Sesame Street because... Like, do you know the theme song to Sesame Street?
Yeah, of course.
What do you think the theme song to Sesame Street is?
Serious.
Would you maybe do a little of that?
There's a prayer.
Certainly. And stand if you wish. Yes, yes.
Certainly.
Acting.
Please.
Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away.
What is that?
On my way to where the air's sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Come and play. Everything is A-okay. Friendly neighbors there. That's where we meet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? How'd you get to Sesame Street? How'd you get to Sesame Street? How'd you get to Sesame Street?
sure did make it sound depressing.
Christoph Waltz, everybody.
Yeah, that's Christoph Waltz doing a dramatic reading of the Sesame Street.
I guess you could do that of anything, I guess.
Yeah.
That was good.
I mean, wow.
What was that? You remember that actor that did the fucking? He read the email from the sorority house. I forget his name.
From sorority house.
It was a letter.
A letter.
Like a, yeah. It was pretty hilarious. I'm gonna look it up.
There's a woman that does all these dramatic readings on YouTube. I can't remember what her name is. But she was on Ellen recently, and she did a dramatic reading of Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know
that video.
Okay.
But, we should do Playing Favorites, but the guy that does Playing Favorites
just
is apparently relieving himself.
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon read... Oh, God.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm fearful that General Zod read some sort of email or sorority.
It's fucking hilarious. Can I play
it? I would love to hear
there he
that.
Is. Now I'm not talking about you, Bubba. Go away.
Oh, you have to go? Do you have a playing favorites, Mitch, before you go?
What is your favorite gadget that you currently own?
Where's John?
I'm gonna throw
it. It starts with an F.
Alright. I don't know. Favorite gadget that I currently own. I'll see you later, Mitch. What's your favorite gadget? Before you go, Mitch.
His new phone?
No.
Laptop, okay. So. Desktop?
Ooh.
Okay. Anybody else want to go?
iPhone 6.
Yeah, iPhone. That really is the iPhone 6?
Yeah.
Do you do origami on that?
Is that the plus?
Did I order what?
Do you do the origami with that?
No.
No?
Hey, buddy.
You know,
are you trying to make a joke right now?
Yeah, it's a.
My screen cracked.
That's your Galaxy phones, buddy.
No, the screen protector.
Huh?
The screen protector cracked. Already.
Really?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Not you, Mitchell. Alright, am I playing this?
It's really fun. You can actually make tacos with the iPhone 6.
Hilarious. So funny. Alright, am I playing Michael Shannon?
You want to play Michael Shannon? Play Michael Shannon.
I'll do it.
Mom, but I have gadgets.
One second.
If you just open this like I told you to, tie yourself down to whatever chair you're sitting in, because this email is going to be a rough fucking ride. For those of you that have your heads under rocks, which apparently is the majority of this chapter, we have been fucking up in terms of nighttime events and general social interactions with Sigmund. If you're reading this right now, saying to yourself, OMG, Becca, I've been having so much fun with my sisters this week. Then punch yourself in the face right now so that I don't have to fucking find you on campus and do it myself. You have 361 days out of the fucking year to talk to sisters, and this week is not. I fucking repeat, not. One of them. This week is about fostering relationships in the Greek community, and that's not fucking possible if you're gonna stand around and talk to each other and not our matchup. Newsflash, you stupid fucking cocks! Frats don't like boring sororities. Oh, wait, double fucking newsflash. Sigma Nu is not gonna wanna hang out with us if we fucking suck! Which, by the way, in case you're an idiot and need it spelled out for you, we fucking suck so far. This also applies to you little shits that have talked openly about post-gaming at a different frat.
in front of Sigma Nu Brothers. Are you people fucking retarded? That's not a rhetorical question. I literally want you to email me back telling me if you're mentally slow so I can make sure you don't go to any more nighttime events. If Sigma Nu said, yeah, we're going to invite Zeta over, would you be happy? Would you? No, you wouldn't! So why the fuck do you do it to them? First of all, you shouldn't be post-gaming out of the frats. I don't give a fuck if your boyfriend's in it. You don't go! You don't go! And you especially do fucking not convince other girls to leave with you.
Rebecca!
You say in your whiny little bitch voice to your computer screen, I've been cheering on our sports team at all the sports. Doesn't that count for something? No, you stupid fucking asshats! It fucking doesn't! Do you want to know fucking why? It doesn't count because you've been fucking up at sober fucking events too! For example, being stupid shits and saying stuff like, where's kickball? Well, it's time someone told you, no one fucking likes that! I will fucking cunt punt the next person I hear doing something like that. And I don't give a fuck if you SOR me. I will fucking assault you. If this email applies to you in any way, meaning if you are a little asswipe that stands in corners at night, or if you're weird shit that does weird shit during the day, this following message is for you. Do not go to tonight's event! I'm not fucking kidding! Don't go! If you're one of the people that have told me, oh no, boo-hoo, I can't talk to boys, I'm too sober, then I pity you. Because I don't know how you got this far in life, and with that in mind, don't fucking show up. Unless you're going to stop being a goddamn cockblock for our chapter. Seriously, I swear to fucking God, if I see anyone being a goddamn boner at tonight's event, I will tell you what. Even if you're sober. And for those of you who are offended at this email, I apologize, but I really don't give a fuck. Go fuck yourself.
See?
What the fuck?
That was an actual fucking letter.
I was a little scared.
That was a letter?
Or email from a, it's a sorority letter.
Wow.
They take stuff seriously.
That was...
I'm not gonna... Dark. I'm just gonna go to Sigma, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna suck somebody's cock.
Yeah.
I feel that's what I need to do to make Michael Shannon stop yelling at me.
Yeah.
All hail Zod.
All hail Zod.
All hail Zod. Oh, wait. Zod's dead.
Long live the Lich King.
Zod's not supposed to be
alright. What?
I'm joking.
Zod's died in like every incarnation of Zod. He just comes back to life.
So he'll come back again.
Don't yeah, he'll be back.
Are you going to lay down or not? What are you doing?
Ryan, your favorite gadget? That you can talk with the little one there?
I believe Casey's favorite gadget is probably my iPad mini. My favorite gadget is my Galaxy Note 4.
Okay, yeah. It's a lie. It's the fleshlight, but in case you can't hear me say that, so.
I thought
isn't that
was
what it is every
gadget.
Week?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Maybe he did hear
you. Oh,
I mean,
I think
what's
Casey
a found
it.
Ted?
What?
Ted, what's a fleshlight?
Oh, I think you know what it is.
I have no idea what it is.
It's
what
that thing that you can promote for $20 for four episodes.
Bullshit.
Nick, what's your favorite gadget? As your pet and pussy.
Oh my god. That is crazy.
I wanna just like get a clip of Casey yelling every time we bring up something that's just random.
Casey,
can you please?
Casey can't hear you.
I know,
but still, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Just every time, I'll just put it on the.
All right, Casey, you got to stop this.
No, let him go on, please.
Perfect.
I'll put it on the button.
Your voice.
It's so hysterical.
Ryan, I'm coming down this weekend. I'm just going to get sounds just, of Casey yelling.
He's going to get some samples.
You can be at work. It's fine.
Oh, no, that's bad. I'm sorry I said that.
What kind of samples were you talking about?
Yeah.
Here's a cup, Casey. Fill her up.
So my favorite gadget.
Yeah.
My internet TV. I'm sorry you don't agree.
Apparently that was a wrong answer.
Too bad there's like flashing red lights everywhere when that happens.
Favorite gadget.
Ryan would be happy about that because he would have a seizure if that was...
I would have to say the X-Bone right now is my favorite gadget. There's so much I do with it that's not gaming or movie watching.
Same for my...
Like, right now, we're talking to Ryan and, like, recording a podcast using its features. So.
I wonder if I can Skype on my TV.
No, probably not.
No.
Because you probably don't have a microphone.
No. It got the apps.
The apps.
All right.
Well, and Wi-Fi.
Okay. I don't even know where my black cards are right now. So. No way. I'm going to be doing the black card. But are the black cards over there?
I thought those were the white
ones. Those are the white cards. Make up something, quick. Why are the dogs barking?
Okay, let's go.
Why are the dogs barking?
Why are the dogs barking?
That's this week's black card. Obviously, black people.
Why?
I'm not kidding. It's my next door neighbors are taking their trash can up. I can hear it. Why so it's either black people or lesbians.
Why is the cat concerned?
What does the fox say?
Hairy baby.
I saw that on that commercial. Hairy baby. That's what I have in my legs. Hairy baby.
Okay, then. On that note, guys, it's been a swell week. We should see you next week and probably the week after. And the week after that, we're off for a week. Because it's that holiday called Black Friday. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's not even called Thanksgiving.
It's not called
anymore.
Thanksgiving anymore. It's just Black Friday, which starts on the Thursday before.
So it's just a black...
That makes me sad.
Two-day...
Doesn't it?
...thing.
Are you going to be with us next week?
Probably.
Okay.
Of course. All
right,
I'm
sweet.
Like one of the best workers.
No, I'm next. Are you going to be here?
Oh, wait,
next
yeah.
Year.
Oh.
Give a damn. No,
you're about
I just started last week. Care I'm one of the best workers.
Shut up.
I contribute so much. No, you do contribute a lot.
Be quiet. Yeah, no.
All right, guys. That's it for this week. See you guys next week.
See ya.
Peace.
Peace.